Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm a trained medical scientist, physician, heart doctor, and I'm here each week at this time to answer your calls. And I bring you up to date on all the health news. And one of the big items in the health news this week is about Aretha Franklin. A report that she unfortunately has pancreatic cancer was out in the Detroit news this week. Soul singer Aretha Franklin, who recently underwent surgery for an undisclosed health issue, was reporting to be suffering from pancreatic cancer. She's 68. We all remember Chain of Fools and Respect. Our thoughts are out to her. Pancreatic cancer, just a horrible cancer, probably the worst cancer diagnosis. How can there be a good cancer diagnosis? But this is about the worst one you can get. Don't smoke. Watch the alcohol level. Just live a good, healthy life. It's the best you can do. We're not totally sure why you get pancreatic cancer. Those are some of the hints, but it's a combination of genetics and environment, and we're not totally sure what causes it. The problem with it, it usually is discovered way too late. The pancreas is under the stomach. It's deep down in the abdomen. It's involved with a lot of things. It helps digest the food. It helps to make insulin, so to avoid diabetes, but it usually is initially slow cancer that doesn't get picked up, and when it's discovered, it's usually way too late. It's usually gone to other parts of the body. Our hearts, our thoughts are out to Aretha Franklin. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'm here each week at this time. I answer all your healthcare questions. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been in medicine since the mid-1970s. Trained medical scientist, trained internist, practicing cardiologist in the same town outside of Orlando since about 1988. I'd like to help you. I see patients every day. I try my hardest to stay up with all the medical literature. There are thousands of medical journals published each year. All of this information, you pay for it in your taxes, the drugs you buy, the services you pay for. You deserve to know all this information. I find the practical breakthroughs that you can quickly add to your lifestyle to improve the quality of your life, live longer. And I report all of these practical breakthroughs to you each week so you can add this important information. You ever been to a doctor's desk? It's filled with these journals so high, usually, above the doctor's eyes. And what I do is try to untangle this information and find the practical breakthroughs to help you live longer and improve, most importantly, the quality of your life. I'd love to talk to you. We do have a line or two open. I won't embarrass you. Let me give you the number. Get out that pen and paper. It's toll-free from anywhere in America, all 50 states, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888. Double fives like the speed limit, and then Dr. Ken. So 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. We're also on the web. You can go to my website, drkenshow.com. I warn you, you might get addicted. There's a lot of information there. We update it on a regular basis. It's a nice way to stay up to date on all the health news. It's a nice way to do some research. There's over 5 years of weekly health news on that site, and you can research whatever medical question or problem you have based on the latest information. And you can listen to old shows, find out more about me, get some more information. You can sign up for my health newsletter in the left upper corner. It's free. You'll love it this week. It's about the latest developments about breast cancer. And each week we pick a subject and we take the latest medical breakthroughs and incorporate it into our weekly email newsletter, and it's reported to your computer every Friday afternoon, and I promise you'll enjoy it. And the good news, it's still free. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Let's go to Hannibal, Missouri. Linda, and welcome Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Linda, to Good Day. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. Thank you so much for
Linda,
your
I can't
program.
Hear you.
I will try to condense what's going on with me.
Linda?
Yes, sir.
Michael, can you help me? I can't hear Linda.
Oh, I'm here.
Michael?
Are we there?
Okay. All right, I can hear you, Michael, but I can't hear her. Maybe we'll put her on hold and just figure it out. Okay, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Next, can cycling have an impact on a male sperm health? Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month. See terms of use.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Dr. Ken Show, 1-888-55. Dr. Ken, the lines are really filling up. We'll get to you shortly. I just want to tell you about this article in Fertility and Sterility this week. There really is a medical journal called Fertility and Sterility. Most exercise appears to have little relationship to either the quality or quantity of sperm, but men who bike at least 5 hours a week have fewer and less active sperm than men who didn't exercise. Trauma or temperature increases in the scrotum may explain the relationship between biking and semen health. So guys, if you're trying to have kids and you're having problems, it may be that you're cycling way too much. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Let's try Linda one more time. If not, we're going to have to move on to another call. Linda, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you, Dr. Ken.
Oh, now it's like you're sitting on my lap.
Good. I would like that as well.
My wife may not, but we'll have to keep it quiet.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your program. I will kind of try to condense where I'm coming from. I take quite a bit of medicine daily. Some years back, I had a thyroid issue, and medicine didn't quite finally get it, and I had to take that nuclear pill and be isolated, you know, for 3 days.
Yes, get rid of the thyroid because it was overactive.
Yes, I lost about 75 pounds, which I thought was wonderful, but the doctor said, oh, no, that could damage your heart.
It's a hard way to do it, but you're at risk of a rapid heartbeat, atrial fibrillation,
That's right. So I'm on thyroid medicine, and then a couple of years after that, I had a brain tumor. It was non-cancerous, but I'm on brain medicine. I did have radiation for 30 days, though, after that. And now I have a balance issue, and I've learned to kind of allow for it and live with it. I mean, like if I'm going to bend over and pick up something, I kind of hold on something, and I don't look up very high behind my back. And
Linda, you sound like you have an attitude that's a survivor kind of personality. I love it.
Well, thank you. I want to be.
Keep
I'm
going.
I'm 73 years old.
How can we help?
Well, my main probably frustration with myself at this point, I am obese. I weigh 240 pounds. I'm 5'9". But it seems like the largest area is my abdomen. And I'm wondering, I've heard about, you know, this colon health stuff and things like that, but I can't really walk to exercise because of this balance thing, and I don't have the stamina that I did after that brain surgery. But I'd sure like to do something about, I wish you could wave a magic wand. And
Linda, let me get out my magic wand and my crystal ball and try and help you, okay?
Yes.
Because somebody who's had their thyroid removed radioactively, you had what we call radioactive iodine ablation of the thyroid, and you're going to be on thyroid medicine now the rest of your life. It's your friend. It's just giving you what your body would normally make.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to make sure that that replacement is adequate. And you need to have a good doctor, an endocrinologist, making sure that you're getting the right amount. Sometimes the blood level is not the right amount, and they need to make judgments based on you, how you're doing what we call this clinical judgment to adjust that dose properly. So if you're on the pill and you're not getting to the ideal body weight, I would make sure the endocrinologist examines you and make sure that you're getting adequate replacement. The other thing is I would get to a dietitian. You need to count calories. They can help you with making sure that you're not overextending and getting too many calories. I'd recommend, and listen to this, weighing yourself every single day at the same time in the same with or without clothing, after whatever bathroom activity you have, and make sure you know where you're at. I would talk to the doctor about getting into an exercise program. I heard what you said. What about swimming?
Well, that would be an option, I would imagine.
With balance issues, that's an ideal way to get the exercise. And also to increase your metabolism, there's no reason why you're a very young 73. I hear it in your voice. You couldn't work with a trainer after the doctor said it was okay and learn how to lift light weights.
Mm-hmm.
And that just increases the metabolism. It works as an incinerator in your body to get rid of calories. This is a magic secret that those who stay lean their whole life, that's what they're doing as they smile at the rest of us poor souls who are too heavy. And then out of the medical journal Science this week, I think this is an incredibly great story about how imagination tricks the brain into eating less. Repeatedly pretending to eat a specific food. That means there's four steps. First, you smell it in your mind, you taste it in your mind, you chew it in your mind, and you actually swallow it in your mind. You don't do it actually. This act decreases the desire for that delicacy. All of us have food triggers. Mine are cashews and vanilla ice cream. You bring them into my house, they're gone. I beg, I get down on one knee. Let's not bring them into the house. It's mean to everybody else, but those are my food triggers. They're gone. We all have them. You know what they are, but this is a way to control those things.
That was interesting. I heard you mention that a while ago. Do you do that like before mealtime?
Yes, exactly.
I see.
Try it. I tried it this week after I read this article this week in the Medical Journal Science. It worked for me, and I think it's a great idea.
Wow.
It's intuitively, it doesn't make sense because most of us tell you in the past with food cravings, don't think about that vanilla ice cream. Get it out of your mind. This tells you exactly opposite. It's a great study done by great medical scientists, and it really works. It worked for me. Try it. Linda, thanks so much for calling. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Next, we're going to bring you up to date on more of the medical information. A study links receipts and cash to cancer and obesity. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
32.
Dr. Ken, doing our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, 1-888-55. Dr. Ken is the phone number. My website, drkenshow.com, drkenshow.com. Enjoy it. Use all that information. We update it daily. You'll like it. I promise you it'll help you. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. Let's go to Fresno, California. Welcome, Benny. Benny, good. Welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Benny.
How are you, sir?
Good. How can we help?
Well, I've been on a lot of medications, and for PTSD, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes. I didn't have any of these issues until I went to Iraq on the second tour.
Well, thanks for your service.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome. And I was in Desert Storm as well. And I don't know if you ever really, you know, talked about Gulf War Syndrome.
I am familiar with it, yes.
Is it true, or?
I think there definitely is something to it. I think that there are people who have the real thing. Like these things, there are people who think they have it but don't, but I think that there is something there, and I think the VA acknowledges that, don't they?
Somewhat. But I was in Special Forces, and I got to do a lot, see a lot. And
what symptoms did you develop any physical symptoms after your service?
Yes, very much.
Tell me about it.
My blood pressure went sky high.
Uh-huh.
My diabetes, I've always been healthy. I've always been in good shape. And after 15 years in the Army, I was in really good shape. And then I started, my PTSD, of course, was really bad, but I helped that with medication, and it's just the diabetes, anything I ate just ballooned my sugar, anything, just about.
How's your height and weight right now?
I'm 5'9", I'm weighing 200 pounds.
So you are a little bit overweight, aren't you?
Kind of. I'm not really a fat person, I'm just a...
A lot of muscle, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm not that like it used to be.
Okay, but that's not too bad. What are you doing? How are you treating your diabetes?
Diet, insulin. I think the diet has made a big difference. You know.
Absolutely.
Drink a lot of water.
In adult onset diabetes, there's usually too much insulin in the body. Your body's just not sensitive. The main stem of treatment, the cornerstone, is diet, eliminating white flour, white sugar products, and then getting into an exercise program when the doctors say it's okay. And this is how you make your body to become more sensitive to the insulin in the body that's circulating. Did they try you on medications before you went to insulin?
Yeah, glyburide.
Uh-huh, and maybe metformin?
Metformin, yeah. Exactly.
And apparently those didn't work. They had to go to the stronger medicine, the insulin?
Yeah. And okay. I have to take the shots in my stomach.
Oh boy. Well, the best I can recommend is stay on the diet, get into an exercise program, and hopefully your body will get stronger and you'll become sensitive to the natural insulin in the body and maybe get off this. What's your hemoglobin A1C? That's the new blood test, which gives you a summation for how you're doing the past 3 months.
Yeah, I think it's over 9.
Wow, that's way too high.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means that you're not under good control. Diabetes is anything over 5.7. Pre-diabetes is over 6.5. Once you're diagnosed with diabetes, we definitely like you to be under at least 7. And
yeah.
I'd be working with – I don't know if you have a doctor who is just beyond their ability to handle this. Sometimes you need a specialist when you're not getting good control. And, Benny, to be polite, you're way out of good control, and you sound like too good a guy to get all the complications. Uncontrolled diabetes can lead to head-to-toe problems. It just ravages the circulation and the nerves, so you get your vision is bad, you get heart attacks, strokes, your arms and legs don't work well, you can get your genitalia doesn't work properly. And you get numbness and odd sensations throughout the body. Please get this under control. Try and get that hemoglobin A1C at least under 7.0. And if your current doctor is unable to do it, get an endocrinologist, a doctor who specializes in diabetes, to get this taken care of, because you're just way too young to be having all this issue.
Well, a lot of people in my unit have the same issues.
Well, you may want, if you have a VA, there's a VA in Fresno, right?
Yeah, they're overwhelmed.
They're overwhelmed. That's a shame. But you may want to look around and see the most open-minded VA doctor in the West Coast who's studying this and is at least interested in how your experience may be affecting your doctor. I know in the Southeast in Florida, there are several VA doctors who are studying the various wars, how they affected long-term the body. I bet out where you are, with a little bit of research, you could find the right doctor. That's how you're going to get help with this, Benny. Benny in Fresno, thanks for listening, and we'll help you along the way, and I hope that you can get some help. And for your service, you definitely deserve it, and thanks again. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, menstrual cycle, can it affect the mammogram accuracy? Is there a good time in the menstrual cycle to get the most accurate mammogram? Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-55 DRKEN.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, wrinkles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better. One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Welcome to the weekend. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken at your service. Sit down, relax. Come on into my medical office on the radio. I'll help you. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. I promise I won't embarrass you. And along the way, I'll keep you up to date on all the late-breaking medical news of the week. I do this each week at this time. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I've been in medicine since 1975. I've been in practice in cardiology in Central Florida, right outside of Orlando, since 1988. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. Trained medical scientist, trained internist, and cardiologist, but I've been seeing head-to-toe medicine since the mid-1970s. There's few things that I haven't seen, and I want to help you get to the next step. That's why I'm here each week at this time. Next, let's go to Yorkville, New York, and welcome Stella. Stella, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello. I've been suffering with a right side pain for 13 months.
Oh, bless your heart.
I've had every kind of pills I've been taking, and I even had a hernia surgery.
You've had a million-dollar workup.
You betcha.
And, okay, let's try and localize this, Stella. I wish I could put my hands on you, but I'll do my best on the radio. Is this below the rib cage?
Directly below my right side rib cage.
Okay, so right, you know where your gallbladder is?
I don't have a gallbladder, and I don't have an appendix.
Okay, and I bet they initially thought that this was, you know, you've been asked, I guess people thought maybe this was your gallbladder.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm localized right to where it is. Doctors call this the right upper quadrant, and that we refer to that because that we break the belly, the abdomen, into four different quadrants. And so what causes right upper quadrant discomforts? Most commonly is the gallbladder, but other things can cause it which are not so common. What about a kidney stone? Did they exclude that possibility?
They did not, but they won't even check that because they say absolutely it's not.
Oh, well, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a second opinion because they have excluded the common things, but a kidney stone can present there. A stomach ulcer can present there, and that needs to be looked at. If this was something that just started, I'd be thinking about a blood clot in the lungs, but I doubt it's that, or you'd be dead by now.
God.
And I don't think that that's what it is. Did you have any trauma? Because a hematoma, a collection of blood in the chest wall, can sometimes be there. Did you have any trauma?
I've had many MRIs and many CAT scans.
And they don't see anything?
Nothing.
Have you had an upper a stomach and intestinal upper endoscopy? Just
yes,
plain old fashioned reflux, hiatal hernia can cause that. And I guess they excluded that issue?
Yes, they did.
Okay. And what about your
IBS?
They're calling it irritable bowel syndrome. Yeah, that's what doctors say when you have belly pain and we can't figure it out.
Right.
And what about your heart? Has your heart been examined?
No.
Because you can get atypical heart discomforts there. I can't tell you how many times as a heart doctor people have come to me and it's turned out to be the gallbladder. I can't tell you how many times people have thought it was the gallbladder, turns out being the heart.
On the right side?
It's possible. I would make sure that that's not an issue. Sometimes some of the valve problems, especially what's called tricuspid valve insufficiency, a leaking heart valve on the right side of the heart can do that. And again, we're looking for rare causes of this. But I would definitely make sure it's not a kidney stone. That's what I'm concerned about.
All righty.
Stella?
I will mention that to my doctors.
And if they won't do it, then you're dealing with the wrong doctor. Stella in Yorkville, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go to Birmingham, Alabama, and welcome. Is that Tennessee?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Timothy.
Okay, hi, Timothy. They're calling you Tennessee. I have to get my call screen or a hearing test. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
So, thanks so much for calling. How can I help?
Well, I'm 22. My firstborn son was born 7 years ago, and we were about 3 hours away from going home when he stopped breathing.
Bless your heart.
He's been having this problem for the past 5-6 days, and the doctor, we had a neurologist come in, and he said that he found a pooling of blood on, I believe, the left side of his brain.
Yes.
And he said that he believes that there is a blood clot in his brain. We've been waiting for 3 days for him to even come back and talk to us. They're supposed to run another MRI and tell us, you know, what the options are. I mean, we're just not getting anywhere, and I'm curious, are there options for removing a blood clot in a 7-day-old baby's brain?
Yes. You know, people think, first of all, Timothy, let me put my heart out to you, because nothing is more painful than for parents to go through this. Our daughter had some real struggles when she was this age, and, you know, now I can't keep up with her. And amazingly, kids at this age repair and heal much, much better than we do as adults. So don't give up all hope. And, you know, we usually think about a stroke as an adult problem, but strokes are not only an adult problem. They do occur in infants and in children, and that's exactly what I think is going on here. And my concern is that the doctors are not talking to you and your wife and telling you exactly what's going on.
Well, and he told us it doesn't look good. He doesn't know. He said the recovery from this is very, you know, minimal. And he left the room and never came back. We've been begging the nurses for somebody to just explain to us if there's any type of treatment to remove the blood clot. And they said, well, maybe some blood thinners, but the doctor will have to talk to you. And it might be Monday till he even comes back.
Timothy, are you at a major medical center or at a small community hospital?
I'm at the UAB hospital.
You're at the University of Alabama. Well, there's no better place in Alabama, in Birmingham, than you could be at. I would find out who your child's attending doctor is. This is what you want to do. Let me help you through the medical maze, because you're not being taken care of well either. And in a situation like this, you need to take care of everybody here. You want to ask, your child is going to have a nurse with each shift. You want to find out first who your child's nurse is, and then you want to ask that nurse who is the attending doctor right now, today. They may be having someone else on the weekend covering. You want to find out who is the attending doctor today and let the nurse know that you want to talk to that attending doctor today.
Okay.
And tell them you need to have a conference there, okay? Now, I don't want to tell you how to get their attention, But if they're not kind enough to do that, you know, and I don't want you to threaten anybody, but, you know, if you start, and I hate this, I hate when patients start saying, well, I'm going to talk to my attorney, but, it, you know, and that's the last resort when you're in a situation like this. But you just first try the polite manner like you are with me and just tell the nurse. Usually you'll have a very compassionate nurse in a neonatal intensive care unit, like I'm sure your child is in, the so-called NICU. Just tell them that you and your wife are just beyond yourselves. You need somebody to talk to. You need to talk to the attending doctor today to just understand what's going on. And if they won't help you, and if they are dragging their feet, and you ask a couple of times real nicely, you may then say, you know, if I can't talk to anybody, I don't want to do this, but you're pushing me to make my next call to my attorney. You will catch their attention.
Yeah, they weren't listening to us at all for a couple of days. We kept asking when they were going to do the MRI and find out exactly where the blood clot is located. And, you know, the first MRI to find the pooling blood. And
Timothy,
it took my wife walking in there basically yelling at a nurse for them to even call down and get one scheduled.
Okay. They may not know what's going on. And they may be trying to figure this out, and that's why they're uncomfortable to talk to you. That's if I read between the lines. But you need to let them know that even if they're not yet sure what the problem is or what they're going to do, even if they haven't, this is what you say, even if you guys haven't figured out the plan yet, we just want to have a conference. Just tell them we want to have a family conference about and get an update. That's the language you want to use, okay? Timothy, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Barbara in Grand Rapids, Michigan, thanks for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hello, Dr. Ken.
Hi, how can we help?
Well, I came out of the emergency room 2 days ago because I had pain in my left side, and they said maybe after they took a CAT scan, they didn't find any stones or anything. They didn't see anything, but I suffered with diverticulitis ever since I was 35, and I'm 57 now, and they said maybe I'm constipated or something.
Yes.
I hadn't used my bowels in 2 days, so they said go home and take a laxative, and I did that, but the pain is still radiating all in my side and going around almost to my navel.
Okay, and this is on the left side below your ribs. We were talking about abdominal pain before.
Yes.
So this is in the belly. Is it above the belly button?
It's not. No, it's not in the belly yet.
Oh.
It's almost to the belly. It's 4 inches away from the belly.
But right, it's on the side, but I'm just trying up and down. Is it above the belly button? I realize it's in the corner, Barbara, but is it above the belly button or below the belly button in the corner?
In the corner.
On the side?
Yes, the left side.
But how high in the belly is it? Is it upper or lower?
It's lower.
It's in the lower, on the left side?
Yes.
Okay, well, this definitely could be diverticulitis. That's what it sounds like, or it could be constipation. You know, those would be my first two guesses in that area. But you did go and did something for your constipation, and you had a good bowel movement?
Sort of, you know, it seems like it's coming out, but pain is still real bad in my side.
Did they do any studies on this? Did they do a barium enema or a colonoscopy or look at all in there?
No, because I had a colonoscopy last year when I was admitted in the hospital.
Okay. Well, it's time to go back to the emergency room. I would go back there today and tell them, you know, you did have some bowel movement. It's not getting any better, and you want to get a good diagnosis that you're concerned. You're not running a fever, are you?
No.
Uh-huh. And maybe, you know, they need to give you something a little more industrial strength. If they don't think it's diverticulitis, then they need to give you something more to help clean out the bowel. That's what I would do, Barbara. Go back. You need a diagnosis. It's not clear. You're not getting any better. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, and welcome Charles. Charles, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good. How can we help?
Hey, I've had a few little sharp pains under my chest cavity up on my left side, around near my heart.
Yes.
And I take that one, the 80 milligram Aspirin, and I was just curious to what that may be.
Well, Charles, certainly at your age, 49, you have to first exclude the possibility that this is a coronary issue, a circulation to the heart issue. Do you have any risk factors, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes? Are you a smoker? Is your height a little short for your weight, a family history of heart disease?
Yeah, I do have a family history of heart disease, but I just have high cholesterol.
Okay.
Oh, I blood pressure. All right.
You just mentioned at least three risk factors: cholesterol, family history, a guy over the age of 45. That gets you three risk factors. You definitely want to have a boring weekend. I wouldn't do anything physically exerting. If this recurs, this chest discomfort, when you're not doing much at all physically, I'd head right to the emergency department. But if you have a boring weekend and you don't have any more of this discomfort, Monday morning I'd get to see your doc. I want to make sure you get an electrocardiogram, an EKG, and then I want to see you. Ideally, my first choice here is a CTA of the coronaries. CTA is my favorite way to image without invading your body, your coronaries. And this week in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, it was published and proven beyond any doubt that cardiac CT has prognostic value for coronary disease. That means if we see a problem, it can be used to predict how you're going to do. If you can't get a cardiac CT scan, then I would get some sort of stress test. Make sure that we figure this out. I don't want to alarm you, Charles. This could be due to a lot of different things. Unfortunately, in that part of the body, there's no specific sign or symptom for one particular problem. It could also be a stomach or intestinal problem. It could be your gallbladder. We've been talking about that. It could be a lung issue. It could be nothing more than anxiety and stress. It could be something in the muscles or the bones of the chest wall cavity. Have you ever had a neck issue? Neck problems can do this. There's a lot of reasons. Just ordinary reflux. Don't eat within 3 hours of going to bed. Make sure you don't wear any tight clothing around the waist this week. Often, most commonly, what this is just a little bit of acid from the stomach coming up into the feeding tube, the esophagus. But what's so important in determining whether you need a heart evaluation, Charles, is not so much the symptoms, but your risk profile. Do you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high sugar, a family history? Are you a smoker? Are you obese, not getting enough good activity, not sleeping enough, not eating a healthy diet, not getting enough good activity and exercise? All of these are determined and assessed to determine whether you need to have your heart evaluated. My opinion, Charles, and when you have two or more risk factors, you definitely need to get evaluated. I would get to the heart doctor. Charles in Atlanta, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Pat in Los Angeles, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Oh, good morning, doctor.
Hi, how are you?
I have a really bad cold, and I've lost my voice.
Bless your heart.
Oh, thank you, doctor. So my question is, how do doctors determine when you have a bacterial infection versus a viral infection, and how do you cure each one?
Well, you know, sometimes I have to take out my crystal ball and look into it. It's that hard. There are some very challenging times when we have to make that determination. Often when it's a bacterial infection, it'll present with a productive cough that has green or yellow sputum. That's a tip-off. Or we look into your throat and we see a white placking along the tonsils or the back of the throat. That also is a tip-off. It may occur a little bit more gradually. Viral infections, especially the flu, you can almost date the moment it hits you. Your muscle aches are just horrible, and then your fever goes up, and then you have all of the sniffles, the colds, the coughs, the sore throats. But where it gets dicey is when you have what you're describing. You get some nasal congestion. It's tough. Pat in Los Angeles, stay with me. Good Day Health.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a two-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken, I'm here for you. DrKenShow.com is my website, DrKenShow.com. I'm here with you each week, and I bring you up to date on all the breaking medical news out of the medical literature that week. You want to find out what your doctor's reading this week? Listen to Dr. Ken. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's get back to a very nice woman in Los Angeles who has a great question, very common question. Welcome back, Pat, to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Ken.
You are asking, how can you tell if it's a virus, which we don't treat with antibiotics, or is it a bacterial infection, which we do? And it's very important to get that antibiotic very quickly. Let me give you some helpful ways, because sometimes even for the doctor, it's very hard to figure out. With a bacterial infection, the symptoms persist longer than the expected 10 to 14 days that a virus tends to last. Also, with a bacterial infection, Pat, the fever is higher than one might typically expect from a virus. And also, this is often the way you can tell. This is probably the most helpful. The fever gets worse a few days into the illness rather than improving. So if you're not getting over everything quickly, that's where you often have to think about a bacterial problem. And not to make this any more complicated, Pat, sometimes you get what we call secondary bacterial infections. You get initially a viral infection, and then after that, because your body's defenses are weakened, the bacteria, which you can normally fight off, get in there and cause often, for example, a lung infection. In 1918, that famous Spanish flu, where millions of people died, more than in World War I, what got people were this, not the flu virus so much, it was that secondary bacterial infection, because back in 1918, we didn't have antibiotics for pneumonia, and that's what got most people. It wasn't the flu virus that caused them. Pat in California, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona, and welcome Don. Don, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hello, doctor. Thank you for taking the call. And if I sound a little bit strange, I had my upper teeth pulled yesterday.
Don, if you were the strangest person I heard all week, I'd be living a prized life.
I appreciate that. But anyhow, back in 99, I had a knee replacement, and I threw clots and had a rough way to go for about 15 days.
Yes.
And I don't know, is heparin what they use from a standpoint of trying to thin clots and stuff like that?
We have a lot of choices today. We'll use heparin, which is a continuous infusion. Sometimes we give shots of Lovenox, which is just a quick shot that'll last 12 hours instead of a continuous infusion. We have medications that are not as effective as heparin or Lovenox, like aspirin or Plavix, which are good, but they're not, you know, industrial strength. And then we have oral blood thinner like Coumadin, which just takes a little bit longer. We have some newer drugs that have just been recently approved that we're getting some. We have a lot of choices in our black bag now for keeping blood thin. And after surgery, you get a knee replacement, you're lying in bed, you become the $6 million man, you're not yet ready to get out there and test your new parts. That's where you're a setup. We heard earlier from a caller sitting in a transatlantic flight for 5 hours had a blood clot. Anytime you're sitting around for a long period of time, whatever it is, even a healthy person is at risk. And if you put on top of that some older parts in the rest of the body, you're at risk. Don in Phoenix, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go to Mildred in St. Joseph, Michigan. We just have a few seconds left. Mildred, how can we help?
Well, it's good. I don't know what to say now because I have only a few seconds, but I'm on 7 or 8 blood pressure pills a day.
And it's still not working?
It's not working.
Okay, let me give you some advice. When you're on more than 3 blood pressure medications and it's not bringing the blood pressure down at home, resting and sitting under 140 over 90, often the circulation to the kidneys can be blocked up. If your circulation, the pipe to the kidneys, the renal artery, and it occurs in 7% of people who are who have high blood pressure, nothing will bring your blood pressure down. You have to go in there with a tube and a balloon and open it up mechanically, and wonderfully that will help. That's the common reason why when people are on multiple blood pressure medications. The other is you're not measuring it properly. You never relieve the stress or the physical activity. You have to be mentally and physically rested before you measure it. If you sit for 15 minutes at home, measure it, it's still too high. You're on multiple medications. Get that renal artery checked. You can do it with the new CT angiograms. Real simple. You don't need an invasive test anymore. If that's also normal, then you have to start looking for some of these rare hormones that the kidney produces. DrKenShow.com is my website. DrKenShow.com. Be with me next week. Thanks so much. Be